This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
This morning, I speak to someone whose political career I have from a distance followed for some years now, to great enthusiasm. I call him an individual with the greatest of political longevity and great appetite for new political parties. Lufuno Gogoro is my guest. He is the mayoral candidate for the Bolsheviks Party of South Africa. Lufuno, good morning.
Good morning, Lukanyo, and your listeners and those who are going to vote for me in there.
I know, that's good. Lufuno, the first question on everybody's mind, including my mind, is always to ask, how many political parties have you participated in the last 10 years?
Yo, that question, some people actually even use, they actually insult me, calling me a certain name. But I will tell you that I was raised within the Black Consciousness Movement family by Ntatela Bonmaba, so Don Matera, who is a poet, and others.
Yeah.
And growing up, I started to be participating in the struggle for land. That's why in the year 2000, during the World Conference on Racism in Durban, we formed the Landless People's Movement, which was the social movement, which actually was fighting for the formalization of informal settlement, in particular in Gauteng.
Mm.
So politically, I was recruited to join the Youth League by Paul Mashatile when he came to Freedom Park during the time when we were busy fighting for the development in Freedom Park. I participated in the Youth League. And in 2011-2012, we formed what we called Asijiki Defense Force as a platform, because we saw that Julius Malema was not going to make it continuously in the ANC. He was going to be expelled.
Mm.
And then we formed the EFF. And then everybody knows the story of what happened in the EFF. I was expelled. I then went to work with Katie McKenzie building Patriotic Alliance. It was precisely on the basis of helping to build a patriotic alliance. I've worked with Andile Mumitamo on PLF. Mm. Then we formed...
Wait, Lufuno, you've also worked with ADEC as well.
I was invited by Makosi Khoza. Then later on, we decided to form ADEC. And everybody knows the story.
Mm. And then People's Revolutionary Movement.
No. I never worked with them. I just know them.
Oh, you just know them. And now you are with, of course, the Bolsheviks Party of South Africa. And Lufuno, I wanted us to traverse this history. I'm not sure if you've counted all. Maybe some of them are just allegations, you know, that you may have been invited by the IFP or whatever.
On the IFP, I think I need to clarify that. You know what, I was actually invited in one of the IFP events, which actually I wanted to meet president of IFP, Mangosuthu Buthelezi. It was before we formed EFF. We wanted to check who can we approach when we formed the Economic Freedom Fighters. Who can we approach in terms of who can guide us to understand really the issue of the lead question?
Mm.
Unfortunately, I was disappointed with Mangosuthu. And then somebody else decided to Photoshop my face on the IFP test, what is this, a picture.
Yeah.
I was never.
So you were never there.
I only attended a meeting with Mangosuthu once.
Now, Lufuno, let's talk a little bit about why should residents, especially residents of the city of Johannesburg, believe that with all that colorful political history, you mean what you say with the Bolsheviks Party of South Africa, and that you won't leave them to dry after they voted for you and, you know, go to the next party?
My brother, I don't regret actually having worked with those political parties which I've mentioned.
Mm.
The reality is that my principle is still the same. I cannot be loyal to a political party that doesn't actually fulfill its promises to the people. My activism is on the land question, the land struggle. I want the land to be returned back to us. Also, I want black people in their majority to have control or access to the mainstream economy. So if a political party which agrees that this is the cause worth fighting for, and later they change, why must I remain in a party that cannot actually fulfill its mandate or its promises? Because to me, politics are like a relationship. It's personal. If you are not happy, move to the next person. You will find love on the next person. So with the Bolsheviks, Party of South Africa, I am the national chairperson of the Citizens Action Campaign. We've been fighting for 90% local content for artists. We wanted South African music to play in all radio stations at 90%. At 90%. And then we also marched to the Constitutional Court fighting against unemployment, and also to ask the Constitutional Court to declare unemployment a crime against humanity, so that the government can be held accountable if people are not working. Because we cannot continue to have a country that is its youth 74% unemployed, and there is no future. So when we were approached by the Bolsheviks Party of South Africa, to me it was like a homecoming, because the Secretary General, CN Mukhozi, I know him. I've been part of their struggle when they were fighting for inter-border, the inter-provincial demarcation. If you remember the Merafong, Kutsong, Mutse, and others, I've been part of that struggle. I started to know him during that time. When he invited us, we said, okay, let's use this as a platform to continue to agitate for what we believe in. And I believe that going forward, the relationship won't be like the one we had experienced before. I believe that we are going to have a proper working relationship. And the reality is that the residents of Johannesburg, they must trust that we've never changed. I've never changed. I'm still continuing to participate in the land question, the land struggle 2016-2017. We invaded a lot of lands where we said the government must actually come and build houses and service this land, because it is empty and now people have taken, they've occupied such land. And I can tell you there is one mega project that is coming up because of our activism called the Southern Farm. Yep. Which is going to be, you've heard about that?
No, not yet, Lufuli. Not yet.
Yeah, it's coming there. It is going to be between Ekenhof, Kibla Park, and Naturena. That land, we'd identify it when Paul Mashatile was still the MEC of housing in Gauteng. So it is part of, those are the gains of our activism. And if the residents of Johannesburg vote for us and we go to the municipality, we are going to push for that development to take place, because people deserve to have houses, jobs, so that they can put food in the on their table.
Now, Lufuno, let's talk a bit about, you know, a way in which wards you will be standing in the city of Joburg, because I am aware that the Bolsheviks Party of South Africa actually does or did have presence in the Elias Motsoaledi local municipality in 2016, winning 3 seats there out of the 61 available seats in that particular municipality. So it's not a party that doesn't have some understanding of the space. But just give us a sense here in the city of Johannesburg, how many wards will you be contesting, and also what are you offering? Because the very name Bolsheviks, of course, draws its inspiration from the Soviet Union type of politics.
Yes, what we are contesting 28 wards in Johannesburg, where we are having our ward candidates, councillor candidates. But as mayoral candidate, I am contesting all the 135 wards in Johannesburg. And yes, we draw our inspiration from Lenin, as the Bolsheviks.
And why are you laughing? Lufuno, why are you laughing at your own? Lenin is a very respected communist, by the way. So you're laughing at him. So what does that mean for the residents, though, of the city of Johannesburg? You are almost Marxist-Leninist in your approach and ideological outlook. But what does that mean for the residents of the city of Johannesburg?
You know, we believe in revolution. I believe in revolution. I'm a revolutionary. We are going to be pushing things practically, just rather talking. And people are going to, for the first time, they're going to see a government that actually doesn't just talk, that does. We need to revisit all the promises which the ANC have done, because I believe that the promises which the ANC have done, they are not bad, actually. If they had... They are to follow up on that and implement. We are going to have less people doing against the ANC. But because we know that they don't actually put people first, they put the profit first, we are going to change that. We are going to hold them accountable to say, you promise people 1, 2, 3. We need to do that, because there is nothing new that we can promise the people. I'm not going to lie. There is nothing new that we can promise people except to say everything else has been promised. For us to come there is to make sure that we revisit all those promises so that they can be implemented, so that we can reduce a lot of problems that we are facing.
You are sounding like those people that will say there's nothing wrong with the bus. The driver is the problem.
You know, we must never lie to ourselves. The ANC does have some good policies, but they don't implement them because they favor the white monopoly capital. The promises that they come with to the people, those are the things that we speak about, but there's no implementation. Why must we lie and say we are going to bring something new, whereas everything else has been said? There's no new color that we are going to fight. Red will remain red, unless if we combine it with blue, so we'll get another color. So we are going to take those, the ANC, the DA, and the EFF, because they are the leading parties in Johannesburg or in the country, to task. Say you promise people. Actually, we are going to be the defenders. We are going to be the voice of the people.
Okay, I've got Michael on the line. Lufuno, stay there. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Fantastic, how's it?
Good. I've got two questions for Lufuno. The first one, Lufuno, you know the side of Freedom Park, we have the crisis of electricity. This thing has been going on and on for so many years. City Power promised to come and upgrade, but they're not doing anything. There was a time where we had to opt to use the generators, of which it cost us a lot of money. What's the plan if you take over as the council, as a mayor of Johannesburg? And then number two, we have the EPWP project. Is there any plan of converting this to be a permanent job, not to be a contrary based? Thank you so much.
Okay, got you loud and clear, Michael. Lufuno, plans. You're a mayoral candidate now.
So, you know, I grew up in Freedom Park. I've been part of the struggle in Freedom Park when our parents took over that empty land. You know, during the time when one councillor by the name of Ntombi Ntombela, I was serving in the ward committee, and I raised the issue of electricity. I said, instead of having this pole electricity, let's rather have the electricity cables that go underground so that we can prevent a lot of problems like theft of cables and so on. And I was told that it is going to be very, very expensive. And the reality is that it is painful that the city opted, when we were facing such problems, they opted for generators, which are even more expensive. If I were to be voted in, that is the kind of a plan that we are going to be implementing in many areas in Johannesburg, to say, you know what, because some of these load shedding or this blockage, they are not as a effect of load shedding. People, rather, they access these thieves, cable thieves, they access the cable easily, you know, and then they are able to cut them. And that problem has been going on and on and on. And I also suspect that this thing of City Power having to use the third part to restore power or to do other services. It is also affecting because if I am a contractor, subcontractor, I will make sure that I get some other guys who will actually cause problems so that the city power will come and say, you know what, there is a problem. When I go to attend that problem, I get paid. On the question of EPWPs, we've been fighting. I've been part of the struggle for the EPWP. We've got a union called ILAU. Maybe you've heard about ILAU, which have been fighting to make sure that these jobs on EPWP, they must be converted into permanent, because even during the level 5 lockdown, our members have been in the forefront fighting against COVID-19, and they are underpaid. You know, we've lost a lot of our traders, and the health department is doing nothing. We are going to continue to. During the time when Mashaba was a mayor in the city of Johannesburg, we fought with him. Literally, we fought with him. He even opened cases against us on the basis that we wanted EPWPs absorbed into permanent employment.
Okay.
So there's nothing that we are going to run away from. We'll continue to fight
for EPWPs. Quick one on Twitter, the constitution there saying you went to Durban to apologize to former President Jacob Zuma. You were paraded. You said you were given an ANC t-shirt. You saw your allegiance to the ANC and Zuma. Blamed everyone for feeding you some confusion. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, that was earlier this year in May when you apologized to the former president. Or this was the second time. What's the relationship there?
But look, Anyo, the person who asked that question actually is lying.
Mm.
I was never paraded. I never said I'm going. I was never given an ANC t-shirt.
Mm.
I never said I'm coming back to the ANC.
But you went to apologize.
We went to meet with President Zuma and to apologize because we realized that he is the face of our revolution. He's never run away from the fact that he wanted the land to be returned back to the people. He had said that we are not totally free for as long as the economy is in the hands of the minority.
But Lufuno, he rejected the calls for economic freedom, which is why you left the ANC to begin with in 2012.
Yeah, but we were misled there. We were misled.
But he expelled your leader.
Yes?
His leadership expelled your leaders in the youth league.
Yeah, but he was expelled because he was out of order. He was ill-disciplined. He was, you know. But I don't want to get into that.
Okay, I've got Abizail. Okay, let's talk to Abizail or Abizil.
Hi, Mr. Good. This is Abisayel.
Abisayel, how are you?
Yes, no, I'm good, sir. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Go for good. It.
I wanted to pose a few of a question to your guest there.
Just a quick one, we are almost out of time.
Yeah, he has raised an issue about a mega project in the southern farms between Kibla Park, Akenhof, and that. I wanted to inform the candidate, the guest there, that that area, it has been gazetted for restitution for Bagwena Bamarapohole by the Land Claims Commission. And also that land has got a lot of historical data. It has got a lot of heritage, physical data. It also has got about 4 dormant grave sites. In relation to everything else that your guest is pursuing.
Yeah.
How is he going to handle this aspect?
Okay. Abisail, got you loud and clear. Dumisani, what message do you want to leave Lufuno with? I'm out of time.
Yes, Lufuno. I've served with Lufuno and Ntombi Ndombela. My message to him is that he needs to start influencing our communities to start buying these generators for themselves as communities, so that we can have the sense of ownership as communities.
Okay.
For a simple reason that we can still become a vanguard to guard against this infrastructure.
Got you, so louder. Let's leave it there, Dumizani. Lufuno, before I let you go, where's your good friend Mpora Makadza?
I think he's contesting in the Free State. He's around. It's my father that was
under the same party.
No, he's got his own called ANSA, African New Dawn.
Hey, there are too many political parties. Lufuno, mayoral candidate for the Bolsheviks Party of South Africa. All the best, and you hear the mandate from some of our listeners.
Thank you, and I'm hoping that you are going to give me a vote.
Lufuno Gogoro, I will be indeed participating in the special votes, but my vote will remain a secret.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.